What's going on, sports fans? It's your guy, Mr. Campbell. A lot going on in the world of sports, but I just wanted to touch on that topic about the Houston Astros, the Boston Red Sox. We all know that sports is supposed to be entertaining and played with the right rules, by the right rules. And let's understand something, though. You are being paid to win. You're not being paid just to play. Anyone who is going to be successful or wants to be successful, sometimes they bend the rules. That goes for business. That goes for life. You know, I won't say that there aren't any correct ways to do things, but more times than not, the person who gets ahead is the person who took the shortcut. I'm not mad. I am a little bit mad, but I'm not mad at the Houston Astros because it cost my Yankees a World Series. I'm be honest. But they did something. They got away with it. They won. Same thing with the Patriots. See, you can be punished after the fact that you did something, but never punished for the fact that you did it. So what are you really teaching to kids? You're not being punished for the actions that you did and that we know you did. You're still allowing them to have their championships. You're not banning anyone from baseball. All you're doing is saying the managers are suspended. You're telling people that it's okay to cheat. Nothing's going to happen to you. Because what? There's rules in place that says you have to prove that a player was involved. Doesn't make any sense. You're telling us that we should cheat and that hopefully the consequences of us cheating is not severe. Who's losing their livelihood? The entire Houston Astros team is allowed to play. Even the coach from the Red Sox that recently got fired, Alex Cora. When you get fired from a team, you're still given your severance. This is not like in real life where you get fired and your paycheck stop. So what are they going to really learn? What you have now encouraged is more people to try without being caught. Everyone plays the game with, you know, they know the fine line. And when those who cross it are not severely punished, it allows others to be like, why should I continue to do it the way that I have been doing it? That's my two cents. I've been hearing a lot on the radio about, you know, managers and people of higher power losing their jobs. But they're still going to be paid. The same thing with NFL coaches. When they get fired from a job in their first year, second year, they're still being paid by that franchise. And then until that time runs out, then they usually have a second job. Bill Belichick was caught, fined $500,000. That's pennies. How much millions this guy's made? Every time that a team advances into the Super Bowl, they get paid bonuses for doing their job as well. And lost the draft pick. There was no consequence for the action. So why would I want to stop? I just have to be a better thief. In the real world, we are punished for our actions. But in the world of sports, there are no punishments for their actions. I'm sorry, but that cannot be something that I can say it's okay to my child. We have younger generations watching and learning what's going on or asking questions as to what's going on. What are you supposed to tell them? Well, that team cheated and that team also cheated. They won, but they won by cheating. Nothing's going to happen, but they, you know, it just happened. Now, we're all the players involved? No. But on today's date, MLK, when something is going on and you choose not to speak up on it, you are part of the problem. Case in point, the whole team might have not been with it. But if you saw this going on and didn't say, yo, y'all got to stop this, you're saying it's okay. The coaches that didn't do enough to try to stop it, that means you okayed it. And you are responsible, but the people who actually started it should be the one more severely punished than the guy in charge. I know that there's levels where you have the head coach and the assistant coach, you have the bench coach, you have different levels. It starts from the top and trickles its way down. But why not start with the players and trickle its way up? It's not fair, but we need to learn that our actions have consequences. Don't allow the whole franchise to play for a whole year. I guarantee you that will eliminate it completely. Forget the players. The entire Houston Astros franchise has to sit out this year. What's going to happen next year if they make it to the World Series and win? They've learned nothing from their actions. It's Mr. Campbell giving his 2 cents, signing out.